Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's in the slot right there. And they're looking for it. And he's going to break the all-time record. Inside the 30, the 20. What an unbelievable year for George Kittle. Has just shattered the single season record for receiving yards by a tight end. How about that?
Garoppolo fires. It is caught. Still on his feet is Kittle with a big play and the stiff arm. George Kittle.
Him the money. The 49ers did just that, showing George Kittle $75 million over 5 years, $40 million guaranteed. You heard Tom Brenneman on the call for the first play. That was when the Niners, when he set the record against the LA Rams in the last week of the 2018 season. Tom Brenneman on a call for Fox, and then Kevin Burkhardt on a call for Fox last year at the Superdome, where George Kittle had that big time catch on 4th and 2, the big time catch and run, dragging three people down the sideline despite getting face masked. The Niners showed George Kittle the money, folks, and I don't think too many people are going to be mad about that.
No, I don't think so either, Bonte. It feels like both sides ecstatic. Both sides definitely were motivated to get this done. And there are a lot of people out there who are saying, not who are saying, but there's some people out there that thought the idea that Kittle wouldn't be a Niner was overblown. I don't know if it was overblown, because if you look at the 49ers' track record, you could have made a case, that when they feel like a player's asking for too much, they're not gonna give it to him. But now I think what we've seen, and I'm talking about DeForest Buckner, obviously, but now what we've seen with Mostert and with Kittle is, if they like you and they believe in you and they believe you're worth that amount, they'll pay you. They'll pay you.
Yeah, and I think it's more than just like, Steiny, too. Not saying that you're alluding to that, but we just had Baldy on. We are talking about arguably the most complete and the best tight end in the game. And to me, they weren't letting him get out of Santa Clara, and they showed you that. They got this done, and I just marvel again, Bonte, at how this could have went on both sides if Kittle would have tried to rip their pockets, as they say in the streets, and he didn't do that. So, you know, he's a Niner. He's the most popular Niner. You talk about Shasky, him saying the jersey's not even available. This is just a win-win. And again, you know, I've been using the P word during the pandemic, not for pandemic, but pride. And there's pride in announcing that your GM and your coach are coming back. That just means you're doing a damn good job. And now, arguably your best player, along with Bosa, we got the deal done, and it was a fairly good deal for both sides.
888-957-9570. I agree with you, Guru. It was a good deal for both sides. We got a couple calls in the first hour that said, he got underpaid. They were upset about that, about George Kittle possibly being underpaid. We'll discuss that in just a second. But let's go out to Gino in Vacaville. Gino, thanks for patiently waiting on hold. How are you feeling about the George Kittle deal this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling ecstatic. You know, I've been texting in all day because I work out of my truck, so I'm always listening to you guys.
Appreciate
Fire as always.
Thank you.
But, you know, there's a reason why we call him the people's tight end, because, you know, he makes us feel, you know, this whole way that only rare players, you know, make us do. Like I said earlier, you know, when I texted Steph Curry, he gives us that feeling, but he also gives you the heartbeat of, you know, that Draymond Green. You know, there's not any wide receiver I would take him over. Reason why is because what happens when you take a wide receiver out the game, you know, they can't really do much besides run around and take up people. Kittle can block you. He can hurt you other ways. You know, he can add to the misdirection to what you're going to do as a whole on offense. And, you know, to Buckner, what you guys were just alluding to and, you know, just talking about, sometimes you have to go through a Monte Ellis trade to make room for other guys like, you know, Trent Williams coming up, Fred Warner, you know, and down the road, Dre Greenlaw. It's not going to get any easier with these players, especially if, you know, we're building the culture that we once had, you know, in the early days. And, you know, also as far as Jimmy G, I think he's really underrated. We have to, you know, we forget, but you guys have talked about, he tore his ACL, and he's the most successful quarterback coming off a torn ACL and pretty much threw for 4K yards. We should be happy we have a competent quarterback because, you know, I'm 26, and I've been watching Niner football since I was born in 93, and I haven't really had much to work with, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff we all have hope for, and I think we can all see that now.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I was thinking about, guys, is one way – you become a good franchise and you stay a good franchise is when you draft well. And like the 49, getting rid of Buckner, like this is the way you do it. Right when Buckner was ready to get paid, and I know it happened a little later in terms of getting Kinlaw, but you let Buckner go who wanted big money, but you still have guys young enough on their rookie deals. Yep. Like if Kinlaw can give you what Buckner can give you, maybe not next year,
right,
but as he grows as a player, yeah, like that's how you get that, like that's how you stay good. You stay good by drafting a guy like Kinlaw who turns out to be every bit as good as Buckner or maybe better.
And I know we're in a look at me culture, but I mean, how many GMs and coaches have lost their job on draft picks they don't miss? And right, I'm kind of just getting excited from the Niners standpoint because there are more Kittles on this roster. And I'm talking about Warner that, you know, that may right be other ways you could put in the win column, Steiny and Bonte of, damn, how did you see that? How did you know he was going to blossom? Because these dudes we're talking about that may be added to this list, they're balling on the defensive side of the ball. And that'll just be another kudos to Lynch and Shanny for knowing what they want and being able to see it in a player in the college ranks.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hell of a pick there. Real quick, some news and notes from around the sports world. Real quick about the Warriors. It sounds like Steph Curry will represent the Warriors at the virtual draft lottery.
Interesting.
August
20th. There you go.
Steph Curry being picked there, the face of the Golden State Warriors, represented the Warriors at the virtual draft lottery. And from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, look at this. George Kittle.
He's right? Laughing.
He just signed his 5-year, $75 million deal. Well, the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, are closing in on signing star tight end Travis Kelce to a long-term extension of at least 5 years. That will catch up in Kansas City for a long, long time. So we'll see if Travis Kelce, if they go ahead and reset the market at the tight end position.
What do you guys think? Stay tuned. Let's take a quick poll. More or less than Kittle?
I'm saying more, Bonte and Steiny. I just they're feeling some type of way. I'm just saying more. They had to do it the day of or the day after Kittle gets his chicken. Let it marinate.
Steiny, ride with us here. You know it's going to be more. You know it's going to be more, Steiny. Ride with us. It's going to be more.
Five years,
90, 5 years, 85.
Well, everything's setting up like it would be more.
Right.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I get that, you know, Friday's kind of a soft deadline because, you know, practices start this weekend. But, I mean, I don't doubt for a minute Kelce's like, well, let's see what Kittle gets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter said Kelsey's going to get 5 years, $76 million. Book it.
That is 75.5.
Right. 41 million guaranteed. 41.5 or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh man, let's go.
Hey, what?
Go ahead.
What should Steph Curry bring with him to the virtual lottery to give the Warriors some good luck?
Riley.
A We Believe. He should be dressed, Bonte, in a We Believe jersey. How about that?
How about he go? No, I was going to say he could go as the as Thunder, the old mascot, but I don't think he could do that anymore. And I don't know if that would
bad
bring
bad times.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if that would bring you good luck anyway. So I would bring Riley
we
and kid.
Jersey.
I would bring the kids. Bring
okay,
the kids.
That's right. It is virtual.
It's virtual.
Well, that's right.
And like Dan Gilbert
had his kid do it.
Cannon
right?
Curry. Yep. Young Cannon Curry.
No doubt.
Well, the John Dickinson, our very own, had a good one. He thinks that Curry should wear a Joe Smith jersey.
Don't do that.
Because they got the number one pick, though, back then.
They blew it, though, Steidy. They blew
it.
You want people throwing tomatoes at the computer?
Wow. No, but they got the number one pick.
I hear you.
Then pick.
Yeah, but they. I mean, how about a Penny Hardaway, half Penny Hardaway or half Chris Webber jersey?
How about just...
God, Chris Webber just...
You know, one of his mouthpieces. Got to wear his mouthpiece hanging out like he does at the foul line.
What a great choice.
The way I'm thinking is if he goes to the lottery, lets his mouthpiece hang out like he does at the foul line, they'll have a 90% chance of getting the number one pick.
There you
He's 90% foul shooter.
I think they should... I think Steph Curry should call Klay Thompson and say, hey, can I borrow Rocco? Let me bring
That's
Rocco.
That's not a bad call.
Get
yeah.
Rocco.
No pick,
and
no
get
dogs,
the,
though.
And then get the toaster. And get the toaster right there. The toaster and Rocco alongside. Because Klay Thompson is just as important now, I think, for this basketball team.
He was
Steph
on a
Curry.
Podcast yesterday. Klay was talking.
Did you listen to it? What did he say?
Yeah. Just that everybody, what he's seeing from the bubble, they changed the way the game's played. They were doing that before all these three have been, everybody's hoisting up all these threes. I'm like, I ain't mad at you, Klay.
Right, let's go to our main man real quick. Let's get Jonathan out here. Jonathan from San Francisco, our main man. Who the hell is John? What's up, Jonathan? I know you're feeling good this morning.
Oh, yeah, man. Now we can just go on and talk about the play, football, not the contracts and all that stuff. Just to answer your question real quick, Bonte, any wide receiver over George Kittle like a Niner? No, I'm taking George Kittle because this guy is not just a tight end. He got that contract because he's an outlier. He does so much stuff. He's like Decker. He's a system, right? And you married him with a coordinator, an offensive genius like Shanahan. It's going to be wonderful. This guy, if he can't catch the football, he might be your best offensive line on the team. I've never seen a guy one-on-one block, pile drive defensive end, not for one time, the whole game. And not just one game, he does that to all the offensive opposing defensive ends the whole year. I mean, I've never seen a tight end do that. And not only he catches the ball, he opens running lanes. I mean, you could do so much things with a George Kittle. And, you know, you could pay him as much as you want, but, you know, there's a salary cap. But you know what? I don't think George Kittle, with the kind of guy he is and the way he's so marketable, I don't think money's going to be a problem with this guy. You know, he can do so much stuff. You know, he's super charismatic. He's going to be a face of the franchise for the foreseeable future. And he got a good chance with his talent. And he, you know, injury is the only worry. And that comes with all players. But if George Kittle continues to play like this, he could be in the Mount Rushmore of the greatest 49er ever because he's a generational talent. He's a generational talent, man, George Kittle.
Wow. We're here and they're there.
We're here and they're there.
Wow, that's
people
saying
in
a lot
good
right
mood,
there.
Bonte.
You guys, yeah, people are in a great mood, but not. I mean, think about that. A franchise that's had Roddy Lott, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steve Young. I mean, that's just four right there. I mean, T.O.? I mean, where do we stop?
There you go.
I mean, really? Mount Rushmore, Stardiego?
Yeah.
You got it. I mean, I'll just say it. I mean, what if Kittle wins three Super Bowls?
And two MVPs in those Super Bowls.
I think Mount Rushmore is a little – I mean, the 49ers' Mount Rushmore's got to be Montana, Rice – Lot, Young, maybe.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
We got to get, yeah.
It's. I think you got to go a little while before you get Kittle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But the book's not written. It's not over.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go out to Manny in San Francisco. Manny, you're on 95.7 The Game. How you feeling about George Kittle?
Oh, man, I'm juiced. I'm almost excited as last year when we were 8-0. I think these Niner fans talking about he should have got more money are probably not even Niner fans. They're just trolling. Because, I mean, if he's happy they got the contract done, that's going to help everybody in the long run. We could find a Trent. We could find – just imagine Mostert running a stretch behind Trent Williams, pulling back, fake, Kittle, block, and release. Man, we could run two tight end formations with Reed. Oh, man, I'm so excited for this team. There should be no reason – why this team does not get back to the NFC Championship. I'm calling the Super Bowl, man. We're going to be one of those first teams in history to get back and win it.
Woo. All right. Badger Brian in Walnut Creek. Badger Brian, how are you feeling about George Kittle?
Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely. Hey, my comment is, it sounds like a bunch of teeny boppers fawning over the Jonas Brothers. I would say, slow down, Cowboys. I'm certain that the L.A. Rams fans and the people on Sports Talk down in L.A. were talking the same way about Todd Gurley not too long ago. Having said that, I would love George to be a Packer. Take care, guys.
He says all that to say that. Badger Brian, we love you. What grade would you give this deal? If you had to give a grade on this deal, what grade would you give it?
I mean, from the Niners' side, I'd give it an A. From Kittle's side, I'd give it a B+.
Ooh, why is that, Steiny?
Just because he probably could have gotten a little more, but a B+ is still a damn good grade.
I like the Niner.
Yeah, I'm giving it an A. A on both sides.
A on both sides?
Yeah, A on both sides. And you know what, Steiny? You sound like the callers a little bit. Let's say I bought a new beautiful home, and I say, hey, Steiny, I want to show you my new home. Get in the car. Let's go. We pull up to the driveway, and you look like, ooh, I'm happy for you. But you could have got something a little better. You know, that would be rude. So my point is, I'm happy. I got my new home, the keys. So why are we even thinking Kittle could have got more? The fact that he and his representation are happy, isn't that what a deal's supposed to be about, Monte, instead of how much chicken did he leave on the bone?
It is.
Don't we do too much of that in life?
Yeah, but this is pro football. This is pro football. And I wonder. I mean, I would give it an A for the Niners side for sure.
Yeah.
But I wonder for George Kittle's side, like, what did he leave on the table? Because it felt like that he was gunning for $19, $20 million per season. And it doesn't look like he's going to get that. And then we're getting reports that the Travis Kelce deal is nearly done. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN said that Travis Kelce and the Chiefs have agreed to a deal or to parameters on a 4-year extension. So I wonder what that's going to be. And that may skew my viewpoint on how Kittle signed his deal or what Kittle was making for this deal. The Niners, hands down, they get an A for this. They get an A. George Kittle, I'm going to give it an incomplete. I want to wait for Kelce's deal. But I'm going to pull a Steiny and sit on the fence.
Interesting.
I'm going to pull a Steiny and sit on the fence.
Is the A, Bonte, because they didn't?
A B+.
Because they saved some money? Is that what it's all about? Is the fact that... You know, maybe he didn't even ask for what we think he could have got more. So is the A just basically the principle of the money?
Right.
The money at cut.
Absolutely.
Because
it seems like he's only going to make about 15 per year when you take away the guarantees. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for Kelce. I'm going to wait for Kelce, fellas. Mark in P-Town. Mark in P-Town, you're on BSNG here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Not much.
Yeah. I think George Kittle won out on that contract. He's only played one good season so far. So it's like they're paying him for what he did last year, but that's good. But he's got to keep it up.
Do you have any doubts about that, Mark?
Yeah, I think they, you know, he might be a one-hit wonder. He might not be, but... You know, he's a good guy for the program.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I mean, he had a better numbers year in 18 in terms of total yards anyway. I know he missed a couple games last year, but
more
you know, his yards per reception was higher in his second year than last year.
Right.
But if you look at his numbers already, I mean, he's building what looks like the start of what's going to be a very, very impressive resume. And those are just the numbers. Those are just the numbers that you can find on Pro Football Reference. Obviously, he's got a whole nother part to his game that the 49ers love, and that's his blocking.
He's a mauler. I mean, the blocking aspect probably separates him from tight ends. So that was
he got some hands, OB.
What separated Gronkowski, though. When you think about Rob Gronkowski, he was really good in that run game for the Patriots. Then he could go up and get it. And that's why I think I want to see George Kittle. If there's one thing I want to see him do better, and I'm sure he knows it. I'm sure he's thinking about it, is going up to go get that football. High point of that football. Can he just go jump over somebody and yank that thing? Like, Kelce could do that. That's what the Kelce does as well as anybody, let alone tight ends, just wide receivers.
Be that red zone target, B, because the Niners had their area and a little bit of improvement in the red zone.
There's a lot of attention on George Kittle in the red zone. You know, and then when you don't have the weapons on the outside, it's easier to defend George Kittle in the red zone. You know, I don't think teams early on respected Deebo Samuel. I think later on in the season they did. I don't think teams really respected Dante Pettis. I don't think they respected Marquise Goodwin. Will they respect Brandon Ayuk and Jalen Hurd and Trent Taylor to get George Kittle more space in the red zone? That's to be determined. But having a George Kittle open up everything for your offense, this is why he got the big money. This is why he got the $75 million and the $40 guaranteed.
I've got a bold prediction.
Uh-oh, Bonte.
You ready for this one?
Stiney? Yeah. Is this Matt Stiney we're talking to?
Yeah. You know what? You ready? At some point next year, Kyle Shanahan will line up George Kittle at fullback.
Yeah. Kind of not where I thought you were going. I love your mind. Russell Crowe, a beautiful mind.
I can see it. Yeah. Down on the goal line.
You know what? You can see it, man. Because he's done that before.
Yeah.
Oh, he has?
Does it a lot, Stein.
You didn't know that, guru.
No, I'm not laughing.
He might line up there, but he always goes in motion. I'm talking about actually
as a getting
lead
blocker.
Football.
Bad. As a fullback, he can kind of
refrigerator.
He gets the jet sweeps. He gets the jet sweeps as a tight end. It's,
I ain't gonna steal your thunder, Stein.
Good job, man.
Yeah, good time, Stein.
My man, you had a speechless there, Stein.
Now you have me speechless.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going. Robert of San Jose, save us here. Robert of San Jose, you're 95-70 game.
Yeah, I'm listening to a couple of people, and it boggles my mind that anybody could think that Kittle's a one-hit wonder. I was watching that guy. Yeah. He reminds me an awful lot of one of my favorite players of all time, where Tyrone Thomas played for the Cowboys for 15 years, block and hit. My only thing is I think Kittle can run faster and hit harder than a future Hall of Famer Whitney. I think that was a great signing by both sides. I think Kittle's making his money. San Francisco budgeted right. They're going to be able to keep their players. I think it's a genius move by both parties.
Thank you, Robert, for the phone call. We think it's a
Jason
Witten as well.
Yeah, he was great at both.
You know what? I'm annoyed right now.
The text line is on you, Stiney.
Text line is
on you,
Stiney.
All right. You know what? I've rethought it. I shouldn't have said line up at fullback. I should have said use him more at fullback.
Right.
Here's what I'm saying. How many times has Kittle run the ball from the fullback position?
I don't think he ever has.
0.0. That's
where you
point.
Were going. All right.
The point is I guarantee you he's going to have him at fullback at some point next year. And not just to line up there and then go in motion. Yeah. That's not what I'm talking
he's
about.
Get the rock.
That doesn't
he's
count.
He's going to get the rock.
Listen, that ain't listeners now getting annoyed. I'm annoyed right now.
Stiney, you might have to take a lap. You might have to take a lap of Dallas. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, saying that the money's not finalized. But Kelce's deal is expected to come in just under Kittle's $15 million per year. Kelce in a different situation, turns 31 in October, third contract for Travis Kelce. But apparently he's going to get just under Kittle's $15 million
congratulations
per season deal here.
All right, guys, I'm going to start running real quick. I'll catch you on the other side.
Hey, would you catch us? Lori and Phoenix. Lori and Phoenix down hole. We'll get you on the other side here. Steiny, he wants George Kittle to take a carry at fullback.
I'm going to be out of breath after the commercial.
He wants him to carry the fullback from the fullback position. 888-957-9570. How many carries would George Kittle get from the fullback position? We want to hear from you, Niner fans, on that one. And that will be brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
This means I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. Child to 51555.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to United Healthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you're turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-844-9-GET-UHC. That's 1-844-9-GET-UHC. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Rediscover the road this summer in a new Honda at unheard-of savings during NorCal Honda's summer clearance event. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Work my way up little by little. Every night till I'm old and brittle. Won't stop at the bottom or middle. I want to catch and go off like George Kittle. I want to catch and go off like George Kittle. George Kittle.
George Kittle.
I want to catch and go
That's never going to get old. George Kittle. In case you didn't know, in case you're just waking up. I know some people like to stay up late, stay up and drink that yak or do whatever they do and stay up until about 3-4 in the morning. Well, if you're just waking up, George Kittle has signed a 5-year extension with the 49ers. 5 years, $75 million with up to $40 million guaranteed. George Kittle, he's going to be a Niner for a long, long time here. Fellas, I got something for you real quick, but I want to get to Lori down at Phoenix. We love Lori here on BSNG down at Phoenix, Arizona. Lori, what's happening?
I'm feeling very relieved today.
That's good.
I was getting a little nervous there with all the go backs of the talking back and forth, and I don't know if it's just because of the pandemic and there wasn't nothing better to talk about, but some of those details were starting to get me a little nervous. But I think it's a fair contract. I think for the Niners side, it's a good deal too. But I think it's great for Kittle. But I think it also gives us an opportunity to sign a couple more of these big pieces that we're going to need signed in the next couple of years to stay relevant. So I think that's another big thing for us to hang on to some of those other guys too. I think Kittle's going to be really happy. I'm just really pumped. I think this is great for all the way around.
Thanks for the phone call, Lori. A Niner fan should feel pumped. The heart and soul, the face of the franchise, is not going anywhere, Steiny and Goo.
And I expect more from him, Steiny.
Just got back.
No, I,
oh, you had
no,
a breath.
I hear you breathing.
I missed what you said.
Yeah, I know. Over under on George on carries from the fullback position for George Kittle. 5.5?
He's going to have more than 5.
Yeah, and for Steiny, I'm going over 1. I'm riding with my boy.
Real quick, Steiny, I don't want to see George Kittle run the football. Those runs weren't great last year. They ran one at the goal line against Washington. He got stuffed. They ran one in the Saints game. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't remember the Washington game one. And also, how many of the
runs
did he get from the tight end position when he was lining up at tight end on that little reverse?
Yeah, what, like 2 or 3? I didn't like them. I didn't like any of them. Just give the ball to Juszczyk, Steiny. Give the fullback the ball, the true fullback. That's Kyle Juszczyk.
You want to talk about a guy that doesn't get a lot of carries as a fullback? Juszczyk doesn't get a lot of carries, man.
Only in Madden when I'm running up the score against Darryl the Guru Johnson.
I'm waiting on the new one to come out. Yeah,
keep waiting. Save your chicken. You got to get a TV first, Goo. Got to get a TV first.
Yeah. Well, Steiny. I got one. They got to give it to me. Yeah.
Steiny Golf Clubs and Guru's TV. Who's going to get their? Who's going to get the clubs or TV first? 888-957-9570.
Wow.
Who's going to get this? I mean, Guru's been waiting a month now. Steiny's been waiting about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
man, must be booming the TV and golf club business. Golf world. Real quick, Steiny, you brought up something before the show, and I think Guru had a great response to it. Wide receivers, when you look at wide receivers and what they make per season, and let's start with Julio Jones, 22 a year, Amari Cooper, 20 a year, Michael Thomas, 19.2 down in New Orleans, A.J. Green, Odell Beckham Jr. You guys got the list here on Over the Cap. Is there any of these wide receivers you're taking over George Kittle? Especially when you look at the numbers. When you look at the numbers that they're making per year, who would you rather have than George Kittle?
You know, at that number, it's that's the key. Because I think realistically, you could say I'd rather have some of those receivers. I mean, we can go over who and who not, but those guys are making more. You know, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but if a guy's making 20, that's – what is that? That's a good 20%. Let me see. Yeah. It's 33% more than Kittle. That's a lot. So I don't know if all I know is this. Not on the 49ers right now and not with Jimmy Garoppolo as quarterback. Mm. Like, that's why I think Kittle's more valuable than those wide receivers, at least in the 49ers system.
Yeah, and I think just in the passing game, we're going to see more from Kittle. And again, I go to Trent Williams, that signing, I mean, that's big time, you know. And I don't want to say it's not getting a lot of run. It's getting run. But if he can just give Jimmy Garoppolo more time and then just stabilize that offensive line, and now we see Kittle in the passing game. You talk about that catch against the Saints, the catch in the Super Bowl that got called back, Bonte. Yeah. So I don't got to sell anybody on Kittle's hands. What I love about him is he'll do, you know, some people probably might get upset sometimes. I want the ball. But, again, now that you got, you know, some offensive line help, I just expect George to be more dominant in the pass. I'm hoping to be dominant in the passing game.
Yeah, I think we all are. I think we all are to be in a passing game. But this is a run-first team. This is a run-first team. And when you think about the school he came from, Iowa. All right, Iowa runs the football. Big Ten country, physical, big tight ends. And we've seen Iowa now have a couple tight ends coming out. And you know what? George Kittle may be the reason why a couple tight ends from Iowa got drafted in the first round. Last year, I think it was T.J. Hockenson for the Detroit Lions, Noah Fant with the Denver Broncos. Iowa quietly, and don't forget about Dallas Clark way back when at Iowa. Iowa is kind of a tight end factory, but George Kittle, he didn't get a lot of limelight coming out. So for a fifth-round pick, think about that, a fifth-round pick in 49ers history, when you think about all the fifth-round picks in Niners history, Merton Hanks, Michael Carter, Ricky Ellison. George Kittle, just after 3 years, may be the best fifth-round pick ever for the 49ers. And Drake Greenlaw is going to have an argument, I think. I mean, he's pretty damn good. He's going to have an argument to be a top five. But just as a fifth-round pick, how many fifth-round picks 3 years later are getting 5 years, $75 million?
And I'll say this, fellas, I gotta believe when Shanny did this deal, him and Lynch, like they're smiling, like we found this dude in the fifth round. Because how many shows have we done or heard guys do when you miss on draft picks? So they definitely hit on this draft pick in the fifth round. That's a check I couldn't write fast enough. Like just salivating at the mouth, Stoney. Like yeah, our scouting department's all that.
Can chop one up for us.
Well, when there's other conferences. No, Fred Warner. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just still bitter about that Kittle at fullback. I'm sorry.
Right. You ran the lap. It's all good.
I shouldn't take it.
You ran a mile. You ran a mile, Stardy, but oh. I gotta get in on
it. I got you.
Because, Stardy, I was like, man, Stardy's about to make a bold prediction.
Is he going to step down? Yeah, I was like, what? Is Shanny stepping down?
I'm like, is he predicting 12 wins? Is he predicting he's going to line up outside against quarters? It's gonna be like, better. Is he going to score 12 touchdowns?
A statue? Something.
What makes you think of, was Lo Neal texting you? Like, what? That's got to be a Lo Neal. You must have been talking to Lo Neal.
I was just doing a great job.
I was just thinking of William Ferocious, to tell you the truth.
Rich,
back
on
the old Chicago Bears days.
Well, that hurt Walter Payton. We won't.
But you know what? I don't think the Bears were paying Fridge with the Niners or Kittle. So, all right, let's keep him out of the backfield.
Right. And would you even want to risk your franchise player and subject him to that kind of punishment?
Only if it's like a play to win a game. Or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, there's a play in the book where you put him back there and it's a guaranteed winner and it helps you win a game or a playoff game. Yeah, keep
back
him
when
tight
I had
end.
Him, yeah. Back when I had some chicken, Bonte, you brought it up. I'll never forget that monsoon game in Washington, and the Niners were down there. All it would take for them to cover is a touchdown, and they ran that play to Kittle. I was like, oh, they're not getting it.
You know what?
Yeah, I lost.
That's the game. I'll never forget that week because you two jabronis, you two OGs, were just like, oh, it's Washington. Oh, they're going to win. Guru said something like 45-10.
Check the weather.
I don't remember what Stiney was saying, but he was.
He didn't make a prediction, I believe.
But I was just like, you know what? The football gods are going to make you pay.
Now, my big my big blunder last year was saying, who'd they lose to?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Stiney, was your game. Whoa.
I said, lock it up. This game.
Liquidate all.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the one. I'm sitting there at Levi Stadium right before the end of the drive, and I was just like, Matt Stymus is going to – dude, my blood was boiling because we didn't have a post-game show that day, and I just remember driving back the whole way, freaking Matt Stymus, and I told him he was just poo-pooing a Calvin Ridley, poo-pooing a Julio.
And it came down to the wire, and Atlanta had to get in, and he was like – Stardy, they're getting in, man.
And then Danny Fry, too. Danny Fry, our assistant program director, was in on that. And he actually texted me and said, B, I apologize. I know what you're going to say. You could have arrested everybody. But it worked out well. It worked out well. We got a dandy in week number 17 with the Niners and Seahawks.
And to this day now, I believe, like the Niners, even after that game, controlled their destiny.
Yep, they did.
And that's the part that that's all right. That's all right. It happens.
We all make blunders, Stardy.
Hey, speaking of predictions and stuff, we should acknowledge there were a bunch of texts this morning from Oakland A's fans thanking Guru for not betting on them yesterday.
Yeah.
They, of course, won.
Guru, I think you did bet on the A's, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to break it to them, but I did. They won despite me, Stine.
We got a couple minutes.
I was like,
here.
Three chances and you're out. You know three what? Strikes, you're out. I went with them.
I jumped in on the A's yesterday, and I swear, it felt like a playoff game. When you got chicken on a baseball game, and the way
you
that game was going.
Man. Everything.
With Rendon, Anthony Rendon hit that home run to make it 5-4. I go, oh, why did I get in on this? And then Guru's like, come on, A's, I need you. And I was like, oh, I'm on the same side of Guru.
Oh,
not
wow,
only that, my buddy from Philadelphia, I always talk about my college roommate, the Philly Zoo. I tried never to bet with him as well, and he had the A's. I thought I was screwed, Stiney. I really did. But how about Ramon Laureano? Those two catches, that big
hit
there.
He took one away. He went up and took one away. That dude. special.
I don't know it's early, Steinigu, but that felt like a win for the A's that we're going to look back at as like, man, on the brink of getting swept after a 9-game winning streak to steal that game down in Anaheim. Now you get a day off and you get to play the Giants. Speaking of the Giants.
Oh, this is going to be Battle of the Bay, Steiny. I'm ready.
Well, think about Laureano. Obviously, he's waiting on that suspension. But
how long does it take? Come on.
6 games. Well, I bet you, well, he's appealing, I'm sure.
Yeah, and how I don't long know does the noticed. Appeal take? Oh, let's talk about it. All right.
Joe Kelly, Dodgers guy, got an eight-game suspension, and that was reduced yesterday, I believe, to 5 or 6 games. So maybe they'll bump Laureano down to 4 or 5 when he does appeal. They always appeal.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
You always.
It's like a traffic ticket. You fight it and then hope the cop don't show up.
Yeah, I don't always fight those.
Yes, I do.
And Guru, you don't have to fight him because you got your boy to mention.
Yeah. I'm laughing too much. Go ahead, V. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, you guys got the Q rating, man. I need Q rating like you two guys. I get pulled over, man. It's a fat ticket.
Those were pre-COVID days. I miss them. I'll take a ticket.
Maybe
down
I'll just
no
say,
COVID.
Hey, I work with Matt Steinmetz and Daryl DeGuru Johnson. Maybe I'll get off the hook
here.
Speaking of the Giants, who finally have a day off. I haven't had a day off, I don't think, all season. And they get a day off today. You look at the way they lost yesterday to the Houston Astros. Look, they were winning 1-0, and then all hell broke loose there in the fifth inning. Astros win 5-1. Grinke was on his game. What kind of grade would you give Kapler to Giants? We're talking about grades with George Kittle. What kind of grades would you give Kapler to Giants so far this year?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Boy, that's a great question.
That's what I just said, Tim.
8-12 8-12 through 20.
I got my grade, Steiny.
Go ahead, then. I got to think about it. And are we giving a separate grade for Kapler and the team?
Let's
or
do that.
Combined?
I like that better. Kapler deserves his own grade, and then the team gets their own grade. I like that, Steiny.
I'm going to go C-minus for Kapler, and do understand as much as I've harped on him, I didn't like the hire. He's done nothing to me from a managerial standpoint to tell me he's learned or got rid of his acne or warts. So a C minus there, and the team a B. I'm telling you, I didn't think this team was going to be able to generate runs without Crawford and Belt and Longo being, you know, the thing that made it go round. And they're doing it other ways. Yeah, Solano, I've been surprised. And with the managerial move here, there, Steiny, maybe they got two more wins. But they're watchable, and they are watchable. It's not over, so I'm going to give the team a B and Kapler a C-minus, and I got to say this to you too, real quick, random. Why have the Giants, the schedule makers, have not been happy, cool to them? 7 games against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium this early in the season? That is not cool.
All right. I'm going to give, you know, they're still 8-12. All right, that's almost 100 loss pace. All right, that's the first thing.
Bad pitching.
They do stink. But I'm giving Kapler a B-.
Ooh.
Wow.
And I'm giving the team a C-. Because they are the worst defensive team in baseball. And they get docked heavily for that. And
so the manager doesn't control that, Steiny? Like he don't set the tone?
I don't know. Did he play
of
third base?
No, he didn't.
I'm not blaming Kapler for errors. So I'm going to have Kapler at a B-, only to stoke some conversation, and the Giants as a C-.
Wow. And Farhan, I can't wait to hear B.
Farhan gets a D.
Ooh. Farhan gets a D.
Solano. He found Solano.
Yeah, Solano, Dickerson, Trevor Gott.
Slater.
Gausman.
Guys.
Who else we got? Bonte? Catcher interferences?
I'm not sure if you heard me say that they're on 100 loss.
I hear you.
I'm saying, man.
I give him credit for Yaz for sure.
You know what?
I mean, he looks like he's going to have a career now.
Yeah, I like Yaz. The leadoff triple yesterday, 3-4. I mean, Yaz, I thought he was starting to run out of steam here. Yaz,
in a perfect world, what is Yaz? Where does he hit in the lineup? Because I don't think it's first.
I already said this when you were gone. I think he's a 4th, 5th place hitter. I could see that. Monte, you know I love my lineups.
In an ideal situation.
Third or
I want him in the two
anywhere
hole,
3 through 5.
Yeah, I want him in a two hole because he has great plate discipline. All right? He has really – I shouldn't say great. I don't want to throw that word around. Good, very good plate discipline for a guy who's been in the minors for a long time. Gets on base, has sneaky good speed. You know, I didn't know he was that athletic. Plays all the outfield positions. I would put him in a two hole. I like him up there in a two hole.
Yeah. I mean, I said ideal because I was envisioning a lineup with big boppers.
Yeah, okay. So
I thought 6th, but I could see him. I could see him at 2. And that's a lot of power for a guy at 2, too.
No doubt.
So, yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, I just don't think of him as a leadoff hitter at all, really. But you know, in this day and age, if he's your best hitter, well, put your best hitter up there first, so that he'll get the extra at bat before anybody else when it comes down to it, I guess.
Did Bonte give his Kapler grade? Because what we're waiting on.
Oh, you're waiting on that? All right. I'll give you my Kapler grade. Drum roll.
Don't do that. You're setting up failure. I know this firsthand.
I'm going – I'm actually agree with Matt Stivitz here. B-.
Woo!
I'm going Kapler, B-. Now, some of the decisions he's made, I haven't been too
thrilled
with.
I want to run to your Twitter line.
Look, some of the decisions he made Sunday, it bothered me taking out Gausman when he's pumping 98, 97 up there. But look what he has to work with. This team stinks. Look at the talent. He's rolling out Derek Rodriguez and
Berger.
Look at Berger. It's got an 11.25 ERA now. Tyler Rogers. Yeah. Rico Garcia. Rico Garcia is not a big league pitcher. Come on.
You like Gott, though. Gott's been okay.
Gott's been okay. And here's the thing. This team hasn't quit on him. They actually play pretty freaking hard for Gabe Kapler. There's games where we're all close to turning off the Giants. It's like,
I'll just read the recap. That is a trait
I'll
they
read the
have,
box
man.
Score. I'll go on MLB.com and watch the replay. I'm going to bed. To hell with this. Why would I subject myself to this type of television? But they haven't quit on them. They've played their asses off.
B-. Wow.
B-minus for Kapler.
I'll tell you what. I may go a step further.
Whoa.
What do you – time for an extension?
All right, let's pump the brakes.
He's got a natural one. I told you he's going to be it down a while.
Yeah, you said he's going to be here 2024. I don't know about
I'll
that.
I'll take the under on that. Yeah, I'll that take I will too. Take the under.
I think I may want to set it at 23. 23-4.
I mean, the logical place to set it is 23.
Okay.
Will he be here after
I just
this
think
year
he is,
and
man.
Next?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Because there's no microwave fix to what ails them, especially when you just start from a contract aspect of it. You know, when you got to unload that, then you got to hope your diamonds in the rough and the miners hit. I mean, this can take a while. Hopefully it doesn't, but man.
Yeah, no doubt. I would give the Giants team.
This is wow, interesting.
I'll give them a C minus. Because look, I thought they, after two games, I thought they were the worst team ever. In San Francisco history, in my lifetime at least. I'm 37 years old. I thought, man, this team's going to stink for a long, long time. This team is awful. I mean, they got run out the ballpark by the Dodgers in those first two games. 17-2, they were outscored. They couldn't field. They couldn't do anything right. But they still stink defensively. I mean, the errors that they commit is just, you don't make those in Double-A. You don't make those in high school. Hitting-wise, they actually surprised me. Yaz, Dickerson, Flores, Solano, Donnie Barrows. I mean, hitting.
They're never out of it. They come back. They keep coming back.
And look, the rotation. What are you going to do about Samardzija, all right? What are you going to do about Cueto right now coming back from injuries? What are you going to do about Trevor Cahill? So I'll give the team a C-, and I'll give Kapler a B-, believe it or not.
I almost felt like we should have broke it up into pitching, hitting, and defense and the manager. Because
that's a good call. Because
if we all went, you know, with the bats, fellas, I think we're all pleasantly surprised. But with the defense, that'd be a F, you know, D-. Yeah.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. A lot going on today in the Bay Area, and it all starts with George Kittle. George Kittle signs a 5-year $75 million contract extension with the 49ers. He'll be here for the next 6 years. Also, the NBA. We got most of our matchups set for the playoffs. We'll get into that. Plus the eighth or ninth seed. Who's going to win that?
Portland, that's Saturday. Memphis, the Phoenix. Playing game.
Come on. Who's in? Who's out? And who would you want rather see in the eighth seed or as the eighth seed in the NBA playoffs? Plus, it is National Left-Handers Day. This day is always special to your boy because he's a lefty. National Left-Handers Day.
Congratulations.
Yes, absolutely. I love being a lefty. Who's the best lefties of all time? Who's on your Mount Leftmore, if that's the thing here? Who's on your Mount Leftmore here? We'll talk about that a little bit later. But George Kittle, he leads the headlines here in the Bay Area. What's your grade you're giving the 49ers? Is Kittle underpaid? Want to get your thoughts there. 888-957-9570. Matt Stein is Dirt Guru Johnson and Bonte Hill right here on PSG. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.